rest of them just pretty much so grabbed them with a pair of pliers, twisted them, and came right out. So I strained out, you know, did a little body and fender work and whatnot on the gutter as I was working my way down. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep an eye on it, but definitely at least I'm not going to lose them this winter. And then if I want to replace them next year with the gutter leaf guard stuff, I'll price it out. It's going to be a lot more expensive. When I priced it out years ago, it was close to double the cost, but I haven't had to clean them. I used to have to go up on the roof at least once a year to clean out my gutters from the trees. Well, you got a lot of trees around your property, so definitely pays for you to have something like that. My trees are dwindling a little bit. Oh, we had killed the ivy that was going up the trees in the backyard. So I had, you know, I chopped the trunk of the ivy off and stuff down at the base of the tree and peeled a lot of it off as it died back and stuff because it was climbing up the tree and we were afraid it was choking out the tree. But it was already like way up the tree. And, you know, you can only get just so far with the extension ladder. Well, apparently, I guess Saturday night, we had a little windstorm or whatever. A big chunk of the dead ivy branches just fell off the tree and landed on my deck. And it landed in the most interesting place because it almost looks like it got placed there instead of it just fell off the tree.
Okay. Well, just sweep it up and throw it away.
No, Richie. He doesn't have to tell you that.
It's a little more than sweep it up and throw it away. It's about 6.5 feet long by about 2 foot across. And if I was to kind of crush it all up, it'd probably burn in the fireplace for a couple of hours.
Hello, Steven.
Hi, Gary. This is the KB2NQN Sexy Voice Mobile. You know, Richie, between your gutters and your ivy, just about to lose my sexual healing voice.
Well, y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here, up in here. You know what I mean, DMX.
So all this gutter talk is, I take it, about the impending nor'easter?
Tony Gary, I was hanging lights up yesterday, and I noticed that my gutters were a wee loose. So I went and replaced all the spikes and ferrules with screws and ferrules.
When I had the roof redone, that's what they used, the screw type. With ferrules. Seems much sturdier.
A bite than a spike.
See, Rich, one of the reasons why I decided to go for the leaf guard is the fact that I would have to go up onto the second story roof and walk out to the edge, sit down and clean those gutters from above. My extension ladder doesn't go up high enough for me to do it from a ladder. So I would sit down on the roof and do it.
I just see you sitting on the roof like an elf on a shelf. Oh no, that's the other guy. But, yeah, no, I hear you. But definitely for the upper roof, you considering it. I mean, I think I would consider it when we did my roof, Steve. They didn't replace my gutters. Don't know why. Probably never bothered asking him to do it. And they were in decent shape until these guys mangled them up a little bit with their extension ladders running up and down like the Mexican hat dance up and down on the roof. But they didn't destroy them. They just, a couple little spots I had to get in there and do a little body work. But I may just do them just for the fact that how many more times am I going to be jumping up on a ladder, running up there to do stuff on my roof, you know, and have to clean these gutters. try to make my life easier now rather than harder.
Steve?
And to PPN.
I can't give up things because I have too many pine trees on my house. And I get a lot of needleage, a lot of needling, more than on this frequency. I did have a gutter installed on the garage, on the front of the garage at least, and it's also problematic because it's a good leaf catcher back there, which I never had before. So it does keep me drier. It's something that I've cleaned two or three times already. Had to clean it out the setting point. Anyway, so it was all cool this weekend, and thankfully it was quiet. Very quiet, which was great. And I'm not going to escape, for I am on call until Wednesday morning, and this thing is hitting on the overnight, correct?
Not sure exactly when it's going to hit, but you'll get called for some reason.
Supposed to hit around midnight tomorrow night.
I might escape. Thankfully, it looks like it's going to be mostly a rain event. Is that still the forecast?
As of 5:30 this morning, it was. Mostly rain event, but they are talking about heavy rain. Temperatures are going to rise, so we shouldn't have to deal. And I'm just about to come into Grand Avenue, so we all know what that means for me and to people.
Well, we don't have to worry about the white stuff this time because my snowblower has been repaired and is at the front of the garage. Next time they're concerned about it, I'll buy gas. So I'll put it off another week or two.
All right, well, thank God for that. So it is typical that we receive some kind of accumulating snowfall, in my experience, usually in or around December 5th. So this was pretty close. But thankfully, no snowage. It could have been on Saturday also, but it was too warm. So hopefully we'll stay in this trend. Anyway, got some stuff done at the house this weekend. It's quite a twisted time on Friday night. I was a little slow in getting my day going on Saturday. Thankfully, it was rainy and gloomy out, conducive to slumbering.
As I was telling Richie, Friday morning I did errands, which included getting new shoes for this car. And then Saturday, after office hours, I did paperwork. Sunday, I just lazed away.
That's from Aspen.
I did get a lot of stuff done. So, wasn't a total loss. But I didn't... I went out on Saturday night, but I was still feeling the effects of Friday night. Tanya decided that she wanted to have a little party, so we got a little whacked, to say the least. Harry, I'm getting too old for this stuff.
Now, Steve, you can't stop. We live vicariously through your exploits.
Can't take it anymore. I don't know. Just can't take feeling like that afterwards anymore. It's just very depressing.
Well, just cut it back one drink.
Okay.
I'm wondering what noise going from down here on 48th Street.
Well, we know you're in the noisy zone, but you're intelligible because you're on 48th Street.
I have to go in through Madbeth because the Cushing Post Office is crawling because they're doing a repave job there. and it's going to take them a few more days to totally snarl up traffic. On Friday morning when I was coming home from work, I didn't even attempt to do that, and I didn't feel like going back out through Maspeth, so I wound up taking the back streets over to Greenpoint, came over to Greenpoint Avenue Bridge, back to the LIE.
It works. N2ZEB, I'm rolling through the Ruby Gardens Exchange. Where are you, Steve?
I just passed Little McClam Parkway on the Northern Boulevard. And we're rolling along, Coast here. Very nicely, I might hit. Making lights. That's always a good thing on Northern. Making lights.
That's the third year. New York City can. You have to go no more than 25 unless it's posted.
I mean, no one is doing 25 here. I did see the sign, the big bright new sign they put up right at the city line.
Bye.
So today starts the restricted school zones, correct?
Yeah, I think it's only supposed to be 7 to 10 and 2 to 4 or something like that. I don't remember.
That's how I heard it too, some kind of restricted hours, which, I don't know, hopefully it'll be a little better. You know, there's a zone that I've been avoiding, and I have not been ticketed, by the way. It's the LIE service road on the eastbound side. If you get off at Lakeville Road, right into that light, you have Great Neck South High School, and over there, and there's a notorious drag strip over there, so a lot of guys have been getting nailed there. And what I do is I toss it out and get off at Jekyll at Hyde Park Road, which passes all that. So, saves me waiting for that light over there.
Can you hear me over here?
Hear you over there.
Can you hear me now?
Fight me, Doc.
What?
When I was stuck in traffic on the LIE last week, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever, and I'm crawling on the expressway, I can't tell how in a 2 to 3 minute span I saw the strobe lights go up at that speed camera. I'm around 56 tickets in about 3 minutes over there. Because I know exactly what you're talking about. There's also Marathon Parkway you got to watch out. If you come around the service road from the, from like Frannie Lou, you got that, there's a speed camp in front of the Catholic school right there at Frannie Lou on the service road. And they've got the mobile speed camp that they put up on the other side on Marathon Parkway on the speed camp. So they're all over there. So I no longer can make my nice bypass service road runs like I used to and beat out the traffic.
Yes, that's true. Most of the time I get caught at that light on Oceana Street. That's where you're talking about, that corner. And, you know, I make it an intention to stop at that light if I can. This way I'm slowed down, pulling away. And that's usually where I jump on the way home. I either go around through Oceana Street or I go down Francis Lewis, depending on how backed up it is at the Blue Balls Diner. Harry, KB2PN, QM Mobile.
Yes, my old stomping grounds. I remember when that Catholic school was called Bishop Riley, and then they changed it to St. Francis Prep.
That's right, Bishop Riley, I remember that.
Wonder why they changed the name.
Bishop Riley, a defrocked bishop?
I was just thinking the same thing. Was there some kind of scandal?
We were all thinking it, but I didn't want to bring it up since I had no knowledge.
it's fine.
Yeah, I'll do that while I'm driving.
Let us know what you come up with.
Tell Siri to do it. Siri won't do anything unless I unlock the phone with things like that.
But if you push the home button and hold the home button, she won't just come up and ask you what you want to do. You still have to unlock it.
Ask me what I want to do, and then she'll say, please unlock the phone, because I've had that situation.
Right, well, at least I made it into Brooklyn. I just got to make it up to a parking spot.
I'm southbound on Frankie Lou. The stations in Queens have dipped below $3. I'm looking at a Shell station at $3.95.
So they're coming up right dead center, and you had to move left and right to get out of their way.
87, Steve. 287 for regular.
Yeah, but out by you, probably. Gary, we doubled thing. Said there's a Shell here. I'm looking at right at 47th Street. 47th Road for Francis Loop. 295. So I didn't see any twos on Northern, but they're close. And I paid $2.94 in my hood at the Citgo on Saturday. So it's great. By the way, I got an oil delivery on Saturday, Rich. And I told you that was $2.48. They saved $130. Right.
50 gallons, because I could probably throw 100 gallons in my tank.
And that was for 200. I didn't do a pull-up, I did 200, and that just about filled me up.
I may stop this week and throw 100 gallons in before the real cold weather hits. This way I'll be tippy-topped up, because I think I'm probably close to needing a hunch.
How big is your tank?
275. I don't think I burned that much. Actually, I should have taken a better gauge the other day, because it tells me what's left in it.
Yeah, I looked at my last year's bill, the one from March, and the 130 changed different. So that was cool. That was cool. We'll see how long it went.
I'm on the hunt, and I can't find nothing.
Is that what it sounds like?
That's what it sounds like when I can't find nothing. And to PPN Mobile.
Gary, I just passed your old house.
It's nice. How's it look? Still with out the dormers, or did they blow out the roof and build up? N2ZED on the crossover.
Looks nice. Looks like the Asian people that own it are taking care of it.
See, when I lived there, we had not raised the roof at all. You had just that one little pop out on the avenue side of the house. Pop up dormer. And that was the bathroom.
We've all heard this tepid tale before. It always brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah, my room was upstairs. It was fun having the knee walls and the slanted ceiling.
Oh. You bang your head a lot?
No. I just was careful when I went all the way to the wall. I had to duck.
Oh, so you walked and pitched over.
Put all the furniture parallel to the wall, so you never really had to go all the way to the wall.
radio station there when you were a kid?
He had it built into his knee wall.
Actually, there was a 40-meter station that was down in the basement, and the antenna originally was put on the roof of the garage with the radials and all. And then it got, when the roof was redone, it got moved to the ground in the backyard. I helped my father put in the block of concrete for the mounting.
I'm telling you, my eyes are getting teary.
Yeah, I remember taking a post hole digger and digging down about a 2-foot squared off 1x1 hole. And we threw some rock in there and threw some concrete down and put the mounting plate on bolts into the concrete, leveled it off afterwards, and then put the 40-meter vertical on top of that. Drove a ground rod in, so it was grounded right there. Worked for many years. The only problem is it was being shielded by a weeping willow tree, because it's the only place we could put it, and my mother would yell.
Richie, do you have any tissues?
Having daddy issues. Do you need some daddy tissues?
I'm telling you, my eyes are, I'm just being overcome.
I remember my father used to work single sideband. He worked 40 meters a lot. And the front ends of the TVs were not shielded that well. So we used to get the monkey chatter on Channel 2 a lot. My mother used to yell down the stairs constantly.
Yes, you couldn't watch General Hospital, huh?
No, it's more like interfering with Ed Sullivan.
The good old days. I remember people in my building, in my apartment building in Brooklyn, asked me if I would not transmit during soap opera time because they're missing them. I said, okay. Since you asked me nicely, I will abstain from operation during those times.
Trying to put filters on the AC lines from the transmitter, figuring maybe it was getting in through carrier current. That didn't help. The front end of the TVs were sensitive enough and weren't filtered enough. It was going right in through there.
Yep. What was your father's call sign?
Whiskey Baker 2, Mike Zulu, Quebec. He originally, when he went down to Varick Street the first time, he got both Whiskey Baker 2 and Whiskey November 2. One was a tech, one was the novice, and then he upgraded to general, so he dropped the Whiskey November and kept the Whiskey Baker.
Yes, well, that was required. I, too, did the, had a Whiskey November call, and then became a Whiskey Alpha. But, as legend has been told, I let my license lapse, and I re-upped in 1988 and got this call sign. And now I'm not quite normal.
spot. I'm going to speak to you guys later. Safe travels. And two, PPN.
Okay, see you later. You're a little broken up there, mister, but I got most of it. Okay. See, I have no desire to ascertain if it's false, correct?
This point in time, since I've had my clip for 20 years, I have no desire to change. But when I first took the call out, I would have, you know, first took my license out, I wanted to keep this call.
No, I understand. A lot of guys do it to, like, honor their fathers. That's a tough call, though. Jeez. MZQ.
I did do one thing, though, that when I first got my call, I had his old 2-meter equipment in my car. I drove out to the cemetery, and from the gravesite, I signed him off the air for the last time and asked for a clear frequency for a minute, and the guys obliged me.
Okay, that's cool. That's very cool. Like I said, you're making me cry, so I gotta stop talking to you. You know, even when I see you, you make me cry, and you do that on purpose. Have a good one. Thanks for reminiscing. Next time by the house, I'll take a picture. It's just too dark right now to get me during the summer months when I can get a nice picture. KB2NQN. See you later.
2 Echo Oscar and 2EO.
N2EO, hang on a second. Steve, I gotta clear also because I still have problems relating that story. So, I'm gonna say 7-3 also. Richie, you got the frequency.
Hey, fine, Gary and Steve. Yeah, I got a rip-roaring cold here. I just hope it gets better by Wednesday. Because I'm going to the Christmas party. Steve, over to you, sir, and I'll say 73 to both you guys. And 2EO.
Forgot to throw the call sign out, N2ZET.
Rich, I was signing too, but feel better, man. KB2NQN. All safe and clear. See you later.
Guys, yeah, I developed a rip-roaring cold. I'm taking Tylenol and cough syrup. See you guys later at 2EO. Ready on frequency and 2EO. November 2, Echo Oscar with me. 2EO with me. 85, anybody on frequency? November 2, Echo Oscar. N2MB, are you around, Barry? This is N2EO calling.
Well, you know, the link is up again. I sure missed that. So it's very cold this morning. I got 26 on the dashboard. The first time this season past the parking lot that's frozen. So I guess that's a sign of things to come this week.
Yeah, I noticed my weather app upstate says it's like 12. Yeah. But I'm not up there.
A lot better this morning.
The cough got better. Sure, because I got to go to the doctor this morning, so yeah, my body's saying, oh, no, don't say anything.
Well, it took long enough. I mean, going on a week now, over a week. Should mention it to him anyway, just in case.
Oh, yeah, I will have him check it out anyway. Just never know, you know. Really, the first morning I got up and, you know, my voice is here, just about back to normal. No sore throat. Still making myself a cup of tea, though. I'll have the coffee later in the day. I'll probably stop off my mom on the way back home. Go to Jimmy, too. I got a 10:30 appointment. He has an 11 o'clock appointment with conference, so I'll probably see him over there.
Hey, send him my regards. I got a doctor's appointment the week before Christmas, or the Christmas week, 22nd, I think. Go get my blood work done for this quarter, for this third, maybe 4 months. Anyway, yeah, we had a power failure Sunday morning. It was like 1 in the morning. Lost power for over an hour.
Wow. That's rare for you guys. Like you once said, you know, somewhere those lines have to come above ground. You know, by the time it gets to the substation, they're overhead. So, yeah, wow, actually, it was windy Sunday, you know. All it takes is one tree branch on the wires, and that'll do it.
Yeah, well, we got so much rain on Saturday night, and you're right, it was very windy. No, and it was localized because, well, Lauren got home from work, I think, at 2 in the morning. She said it was fine in Bedford. It was just Farmingville. And she got off the highway. It was pitch black. I know I woke up and, you know, you don't hear anything because everything's just silent, you know, just nothing. And it lasted over an hour. My weather station got all screwed up. In fact, it's still out.
Okay, then I guess I won't try to access it this morning. Actually, I haven't in a while. I tell you, CentOS took a kernel update, right?
Hey, KD2CWC, WB2CMF Mobile. Yeah, I was at work, took a kernel update, I think Thursday or Friday. I think it was Thursday. I did some server work on Friday. Actually, started on Thursday. Took a day and a half. Finally got the new server completely installed. Everybody's up and running. Did a little bit of adjustment over the weekend, but new server is alive and well. Took long enough, though.
Yeah, you know, that's like I was thinking, maybe it's time to redo my I just didn't want to get into it. You know, that'll take me a couple of days and never get everything all back, and then you gotta try to find out what the problem is. But sooner or later, I'm gonna do it.
Well, you know, this one at work, you know, it's been going on 6 months, you know, and finally, it's just, you know, you either, you know, you made the commitment, you bought the hardware, you bought everything for it, you either turn it on live, and, you know, if we're down for a day, we're down for a day. You know, finally, they agreed. We finally got everything done. I had someone come in to help me. We had to reset every switch in the building and sign on and off to everybody's computer, make sure they logged in. And as always, there were always some hiccups, but everything is, like I said, alive and well. Anyway, this sure is cold. The steering wheel is cold. Now we got 27 around Conkema. And the expressway looks like it's moving fine for a change on exit 59.
QSC T-Mobile, good morning. It looks like we're up and running with the east, I guess. Pat, go ahead, Phil.
WSEC Mobile, KB2CWD, good morning. Yes, the link is up this morning. Why don't you take a pee? I want to guide my wife out of the driveway. Go ahead.
All right, very good. Very good there, Phil and Pat. Okay, yeah, because listen to Pat, he's crystal clear and solid, so just pulled out of the driveway. 26 degrees here, Bailey, it's 27, so it sounds good, and we're hope you both had a good weekend. My mother's birthday is today, she's turning 99 today, and enjoy a nice day, and cloudy here, that's about it. So, Pat, over to you, sound good.
W2SET, WB2CMF Mobile, well, good morning to you.
99, wow, you know, that's fabulous. God bless her. I hope her health is still okay and all that. And, you know, should only hope to make 99.
That's wonderful. She down in Maryland or Virginia or doing anything special?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pick it up because Phil is guiding his wife out of the driveway, I guess. Yeah, no, she's down in Asheville, North Carolina, and she's, they had a birthday party for her back last Tuesday, and they do that at the beginning of the month for everybody's birthday, for the month, anybody else that has a birthday, but she was the only one with a December birthday, so centered around her and they had a nice cake and balloons. It was nice. And I sent her a birthday card that she got on Thursday. My late brother's wife sent her flowers that she got Friday, and I sent her flowers that she should get today. And my sister, I guess, also sent flowers, I think. So that's the story. And, yeah, her health is great, her mind is great, she gets around with the walker. She went into assisted living 3 years ago, so that was a big change for us, as I told you before, Pat. Back to you, unless Phil jumps in there.
Back.
Please.
Okay, just let me pick it up, because I'm about a block away from the 7-Eleven. Well, that's pretty good, Peter. Of course, the weekend wasn't so great. You know, with the rain on Saturday, kind of made Saturday useless. And yesterday was so windy outside, you really couldn't do much except clean up whatever got dislodged over the on Saturday with the rain. The rake was in the pool, had to pick that up. So, but yeah, so it wasn't such a great weekend. Great weekend for being indoors. Anyway, I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to go get my coffee. Phil take KB2CWZ, WB2CMF.
WB2CMF, I'll catch you in a few minutes. KB2CWZ.
I thought there was another breaking station in there. Let me drop it just see.
This is KC2RXV on a different schedule today. How you doing, Phil? And I guess I give it back to you and then we'll pass it around.
Okay, good morning, Ben. Yeah, I thought I heard somebody breaking, so, yeah, it's a nice month, cold Monday morning. I'm happy to say whatever I had is getting better. No sore throat this morning. My cough is a lot better. Kind of figures because I have a doctor's appointment today. I'm still going to mention it to him. This way he checks me out, make sure everything's okay. Over to you, Pete.
KB2CWZ, W2SET Mobile. Okay, I'm just entering my little rough area. I'll try to stay with you guys though, instead of bowing out for 5 or 6 minutes. So keep it short and clear this area. It's West Shore, Mill Neck area. And Ben, all right, very good. So you're on a little earlier schedule this morning, I guess. I hope you enjoyed Friday off, as you said. And hopefully you had yesterday off, find out. Pat went in to get his coffee, I guess, so Ben over to you, W2. That's the T-Mobile. Terrible weekend, though, with the weather, right? Boy, Ben, go ahead.
Okay, C2RXV. Yeah, you're getting a little bit broken there, Pete. Yeah, my schedule changed a little since, I think I told you the other day, I have a new boss now, so I go a little bit later. So basically I'm shifting a little bit. I have the same time, but a little bit push up. So anyway, it's good to be able to still talk to you guys. All right, I'm glad you feel better. That's a good thing. And I'll give the microphone to you, Phil. Go ahead.
Okay, Ben. I lost the whole week, basically. That hurts because I wanted to get the Christmas lights up and had to do with the stuff inside the house. Maybe it was a good thing that it rained all day Saturday. Kept me inside, finished decorating the window and the front door. Now, probably little by little, we got to do the outside. Probably the best thing for me to do is not to overdo it. You know, like I have a doctor's appointment today. I'll go there, I'll go drop by my mom real quick, and then come back home. I'm just, take it easy. Just so I'm not sick for Christmas. You know, that's the main thing.
Okay, Phil, so you shook the cold then, hopefully. You got rid of the cold and you're over that, and so that's good. And then Saturday was a perfect day to decorate and everything. Get things decorated. We had our Christmas tree lighting Saturday at 6 o'clock with a little ceremony. But in the morning, the firehouse had a breakfast for everybody in the morning. Anybody could go. So that was nice for everybody. And I think I have to get more finished next side, and then I'll get the tree on Saturday, but I won't put it up until the following Saturday. So that's what we'll be doing. And very good, Ben, on your schedule, and a little different, I guess. But were you off? Yesterday, Ben, Sunday's off like you're hoping. Ben, over.
Okay, C2RXV. Yeah, my day off don't change. I'm still off on Friday and Sunday. And I think I told you guys I have a new boss. Started Friday. So things are a little bit different now. It's a woman. She doesn't come as early as my other boss used to come, so I come a little bit later. Anyway, that's, we'll see how it works. We don't know. The whole day went okay. Then we were off yesterday. It was a good day to be home, relax, catch up on all kinds of things on the computer, and did a lot of radio, IRLP, and stuff like that. And then the story, now we're going to go back to work in a few. So, meanwhile, microphone to Phil.
Hey, my mother should be coming back. Must be a line at the 7-Eleven there this morning. Yeah, I'll probably go one day this week, get a tree. Same thing. I'll get it and leave it in the backyard. I don't like to put it up until about 3-4 days before Christmas. So I leave it up till little Christmas. So it stays in the backyard for a little bit. But, I'd like to go someday this week. Trees are a little more expensive this year, though. It's once a year. That's what I tell everybody. Pat, are you back yet?
Yeah, this is WB2CMS Mobile. Do I have it? Yes, I do. Yeah, it was a little crowded today. Then I was just enjoying the conversation. Good morning to you, Ben. I seldom see you, seldom talk to you. And, of course, I'm almost pulling into the driveway, so it'll only be one more round.
Let me have it. All right, well, I'll turn it around so you can get another round in from everybody. And very good, Pat. Sounds like you're we're able to get some things done inside. And so I'll turn over to Ben so he can say hello to you and get a round in there for you.
RXV, very good part. We managed to talk at least one round. As I was telling the guys before, you were at 7-Eleven, but my schedule shift a little bit forward, so I'm starting a little bit later to work so I can be on the radio now. Anyway, there's a story here. I'm still at home. I'm talking to my dual band here at home. I hope you copy me good. I believe you do. Anyway, we have the Christmas party, talking about Christmas trees. Our Christmas party is going to be on the 19th. It's going to be on some yacht club in Island Park. Looks on the invitation like it's something nice, but never been there, so I hope it will be nice. So I will, of course, let you know, guys, how was it? That's coming up on the 19th, which is Friday in a week and a half. All right, KC2RXV, microphone to Phil.
Pat, I know you're probably parked, so I'll say 73 to you. Have a good day. I don't expect anything bad coming from the doctor today. This is my cholesterol, so it should be just a normal doctor's appointment, which is a rare thing for me. I'll talk to you tonight. Have a great day, and be well.
Okay, Phil, Ben, and Peter. Yes, I am sitting in the parking lot, staring at the front door, contemplating the problems that I can cause today. But I got to do some FAA work. I did finish painting all the trim on the new bathroom, so I finally got that done. I've got about an hour's more work, and then I'm complete. The job would be completely done. I'm hoping to do that before Christmas. Anyway, 7-3 guys, have a nice day. Maybe I'll catch you on this afternoon. This is WB2CMF. I'll be clear. 7-3.
Okay, Pat, take care. WB2CMF, W2SCT Mobile. Have a great day. And I'm glad the Eastern Link is working, so I'll be able to talk all the way through. And that's a good thing. And I was telling Pat about my 99th birthday, my mother's 99th birthday today, so she has that today. We're very happy coming up. So over to you, Ben, because having you and Pat, keep going around. Ben?
KC2RXV. Very good. Well, Pat, if you're still listening, 73, have a great day. And Peter, yeah, beautiful on your mom turning 99. Some achievement in life. Not too many people get that far. Now let's hope that we see her have the 100. That's a real, real, real big one. But, you know, it looks like more and more people doing it right now. I heard about more and more people making it to 100. Unbelievable. God bless. KC2RXV, microphone to Phil.
Hey, Ben. Yeah, God bless her for season 99. I'm hoping to make 61, you know, I cherish every year now, because you never know. But that's really an amazing feat. God bless her. And I hope she has continued good health. Over to you, Pete.
Okay, very good. Very good, Phil. Thanks very much, and Ben also. Yeah, it is a big achievement. And she should make 100. Her mother lived to be 106 months, almost 101. Her sister lived to be almost 102. Her older sister, who was 12 years older than her, and she made it to 101 and 3 or 4 months beyond that. So she was heading for 102. Very good genes, and that's a big part of a unfortunately, or fortunately, it's a genetic makeup which they're working on to see what they can do for the future.